Here in the Bluegrass, horses are more than a tradition. They're a vital part of our culture and economy. At the University of Kentucky, Alan Page, veterinarian and researcher in the Martin Gatton College of Agriculture, Food, and Environment, is asking an important question. How can science help keep equine athletes safe? Page studies the biological signals that may reveal when a horse is at risk for serious injury, long before it ever steps onto the track. His work combines cutting-edge research with a deep respect for the animals at the heart of Kentucky's signature industry.
The work that we do in my lab is primarily kind of overall focused on improving safety and welfare for the equine athlete. Now, we live in central Kentucky and the horse capital of the world, so a lot of that work is focused on the thoroughbred racehorse. Ourselves, like a lot of others in this industry, are really focused on decreasing the rate of fractures that we see in racing and in training. And so what we've done is we've taken a bit of a novel tactic to address this, and that's utilizing whole blood messenger RNA expression and looking at specific genes to see if we can identify and differentiate horses that are at risk for injury versus those that are not at risk for injury.
Page expects the future of equine safety to be in using multiple tools together rather than relying on a single test.
I think the impact that we'll see with this work is going to be part of a layered approach to decreasing injuries. It's going to be, how do we screen all of the horses that are out there and identify those that are at highest risk, and then start narrowing down that field so that we can use things like our messenger RNA expression or using things like advanced imaging. We see this technology as being part of that layered approach. As a researcher, but also as a veterinarian with an equine background, I think one of the things that I enjoy most is a lot of this research that we do is field-based. So it's at racetracks here in Kentucky, it's at racetracks in North America, and we do a lot of work internationally as well. And I really enjoy that. It gives me and the team exposure to those different equine athletic disciplines, and then allows our research to have a much more broad implications that we can then utilize again across the world.
For UK at the Half, I'm Erin Wickie.